are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
For too long, girls have been subtly and sometimes loudly told where their place is in church and where it is not. But what if God's calling on girls doesn't fit into man-made boxes? How can girls step up? How can they speak up and serve powerfully while still honoring God's design? We're going to talk about it this morning with Sister Constance Karona. My sister, good morning. Welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Thank you, Bongi. Good morning, listeners. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a long time since we spoke.
Hello. Breaking.
Can you hear me?
It's now better. Good morning, listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's a pleasure speaking with you again this morning. Now, let's get straight into our conversation for today. We're talking about girls in church spaces. Tell me, what are some of the unspoken messages that young girls receive about their roles in church?
Yeah, this is a very sensitive topic indeed.
Yeah.
So, see myself as a young girl. From young age, you notice who preaches the sermon, who leads in the prayer, who chairs the board. And most of women will be like choristers or maybe one lady for praying on the pulpit. So, yeah, it's an unspoken. We don't say it, but in the mind, that's a battle that is happening behind the young girl. So it's more like there is leadership masculinized. There's also benevolent sexism that is also happening in church out there. It's unspoken, but it's happening. It's happening. Yeah. And it looks like girls are like backup singers or something like that.
Yeah, just supporting.
And the spiritual imposter syndrome, yes. The spiritual imposter syndrome in church. Mm. Yeah, they feel useful, yes, but not valued. Mm. Where's the girl child? So it's really trauma for me as a woman, and I've been there and I saw how it happened. Yeah. It looks like girls are raised to listen. Just to listen, to come to the church, you come, you sit and listen. But I wonder what happened to that spirit that fell on the Pentecost. Wow. It also empowered girls too. It empowered young girls too, because at times we think men are cold and women are helpers. In quotes, I'm just quoting.
Yeah.
It's a very sensitive one, yes.
And it is a sensitive one because, you know, even when we think about women as helpers, I don't think the Bible is talking about being helpers to all men. A wife is a helper to her husband, not that women in general
not
should
the
be
church.
Helpers to all men.
Not the church. So I wonder, otherwise we at times we misquote these verses.
Yeah.
And I wonder, Isaiah chapter 1 verse 17, we need to learn to do the right. Defend the oppressed, even the voice of a woman, the voice of a girl in church, they should find space, honestly.
Yeah.
Because we should defend the oppressed. Most of the times, it's a male, and where's the young girl on choristering?
Yeah.
And to just take yourself in church, back up singing, or maybe one lady, for prayer only, and that's it.
If she's lucky, maybe so it's Sabbath school superintendent, if she's lucky, for the church club.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, oh, yeah, and children's ministers.
Of course. Taking care of the kids. Yeah, yeah.
But I wonder, we have a prophet, Ellen G. White, a woman.
Yeah.
We caught her, but where is the girl child also in the church roles?
Wow.
It's a challenge for me because we quote Ellen G. White often, almost every time, but she's a woman. Where is the woman also in the church roles? Yeah.
We quote her when we probably would not allow her behind our pulpit.
Yeah. So that's why I said it's spiritual imposter syndrome. We feel useful as young girls, but at times we are not valued.
Wow.
Yes. If you look at the church poster, the program, it's only male. Male dominated. And where's the young girl?
Yeah. What's the solution? How can girls respectfully challenge traditions that limit their growth?
Yeah. Also a challenging one. And it's also overdue to speak about this.
Yeah.
We also need to understand that as young girls, challenging tradition doesn't require maybe it's too much confrontation. You are angry, and then you raise your voice, and then you bring maybe noise or chaos in church. Mm-hmm. So as girls, we need to challenge maybe by starting with asking questions rather than to demand.
Mm.
Maybe can I plan the Sabbath school service?
Mm.
So contributions should come before the critique.
Mm.
Maybe we can partner with the mentor in case they are scared that you might spill out. Maybe they can partner you with a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
It's important because we've got Queen Esther who was very strategic. So we can adopt that. I also always like the story of Zelophehad daughters, Numbers chapter 27. They spoke out their views because they had no male representation in the family, only girls.
Mm.
But they spoke out to Moses in a nice way. And what I like, even the cultural rule was changed because they were strategic. They spoke with wisdom and they were also committed to get the inheritance of their father. So yeah, we do need to do that with wisdom. Before we maybe, because as girls, we also are very loud. It doesn't need us to be very loud and, you know, question unnecessary, but do it with wisdom.
Mm, mm.
Just like Priscilla and Aquila, Acts chapter 18, they corrected Apollos, one of the profound, bold preachers. They confronted her and corrected her with wisdom privately. Sound doctrine, Acts 18:26.
Mm.
So we can say that we can be strategic, challenging the tradition by putting the character first, your character, and let the spiritual fruit speak louder than the confrontation or the frustration that you need to speak out to challenge the church.
Yeah.
So girls out there, please. Let the character lead and the contributions to come before the critique. Rather, take it on a low pace because it's strategic, like Queen Esther. And one day is one day.
Yeah.
We'll see you up there in the board.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Does church culture sometimes confuse gender roles with spiritual gifts, do you think?
Absolutely, yes. This confusion happens because at times we mix the two when roles are treated as rules and gifts, and then they end up being boxed in a gender.
Mm.
So the church needs to understand that these spiritual gifts, preaching is not a male gift, it's a spiritual gift.
Mm.
Colossians 3 says that neither male or female, for we are all one in Christ. So biblically, spiritual gifts are given by Holy Spirit as he wills, not as a gender. 1 Corinthians 12:11. So can I say that spiritual gifts are divine, not chromosomal?
Mm.
And I can quote Ellen G. White, Evangelism, page 469. A mistake has been made in restricting the work of women in gospel field. So we should not confuse culture with calling.
Mm.
I can say that.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Beautiful.
So everyone can do anything, despite you are a male or you are a female.
Yeah.
Because the church confuses that. They put culture too much and roles. They are treated as rules as well. Yeah. I've seen that.
We've got a message coming through on our WhatsApp line here. Someone says, even the little maiden in Naaman's house, I must believe that she was well informed about what happened among her people about God. And that is why she recommended the prophet to Naaman. I think sometimes we can also challenge young girls to be well informed be it in the Bible and church doctrine, etc. Informed girls makes wise women in the future. Beautiful.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes.
Beautiful.
I love so the session is also not only shaping our daughters,
yes.
It's also shaping the whole system of the church.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about the healthy body of Christ.
Mm.
Yes. Mm.
And then how can girls develop confidence without appearing rebellious in conservative settings? You know, sometimes you're raised in a culture where girls should just sit quietly in the corner, don't make noise. And even if, as this one listener is talking about, even if the girl is well-informed and she's well-studied in the Word of God, the culture is just keep quiet, just sit down quietly in the corner.
Mm.
How can they challenge that? How can they still develop their confidence and you know, live out their purpose without appearing rebellious, not disturbing the water? Or is that just a risk we have to take?
Yeah, this is very delicate, but also vital. So our young girls need to know that confidence is not arrogance.
Okay.
Can I say that? Confidence is not arrogant, and it's also not volume, because we are gifted in speech as women, so we need the volume with humility. Yes, Jesus was very confident but never forceful, so we also need to take note of that our voices, we are gifted very much, and we thank God and we are proud of that, but we need to be dipped in humility so that we are not like rebellious. At times the moods, you see, there's also body language of this thing, because at times young girls, they can speak to you with the eyes and the nose in the mouth. So we need to be very careful, because it's not about being forceful. Look what happened. Esther fasted before confronting the king. Abigail negotiated peace with David. So it's letting the character lead before the calling. Can I also quote Colossians 4:6? Let the conversations be full of grace, seasoned with salt. So you might be very right, but you might be right in your wrong because of how you have portrayed it, how you have said it. It makes and distorts things. So please, girls, let's not be rebellious about our body language, even our voice. Confidence is not arrogance. Please do that volume with clarity and humility. And don't force it. Yeah.
I suppose that's
it can help in the
mentorship comes in that you were talking about earlier.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
When you have someone to look up to, when you have women in the church that you can look up to who have learned from their own mistakes, maybe that they made when they were younger, and you learn how to, you know, how to speak to people, how to bring certain messages across, how to bring, you know, maybe uncomfortable conversations to the table that need to be had. It's better when you have those other women that you can look up to who've learned how to do that in their own experience.
Yes. Can I also point out to our young girls, I'm also a youth leader.
Mm-hmm.
What I've also noticed is the challenges that we have with our young girls. They have this teach me not. It's more like a teach me not generation.
Okay.
So in order that we can speak out our voices and our roles in church, we also need to have the teachable spirit. We know that, you know, well, you are very technologically advanced.
Yeah.
Some of you guys, you have PhDs, you know better than us. But please have that teachable spirit and respect the mentors that are looking after you or that are ministering together with you.
Yeah.
And with that combination, I think we can go far as young girls in the church space. Yes.
Beautiful. And then what biblical women can serve as role models for girls seeking their voice today? Are there any that we can look to?
No, oh, there are many.
Mm-hmm.
There are many. Maybe let me build a holy squad. We can speak of Deborah. Judges chapter 4 and chapter 5 was a judge, a prophetess, a military leader. She shows girls that we can be both wise and authoritative without apology. She judged, she led armies in a male-led culture. We can speak of Anna, another lady to point of this session, a prayer warrior, a promise keeper. So young girls are there. We should also pray like Hannah, despite the Peninnahs in our world. There is also the first evangelist, oh, Mary Magdalene. Yes, the first one, post-resurrection, John 20:18. So the list is many that we can mention. I spoke of Zelophehad's daughters. Yeah, I spoke of Queen Esther. There are so many ladies we can mention. Huldah, the prophetess, Anna. We have a lot to mention that we can look up to. So there are quite a lot of role models, and we can also use Ellen G. White as a role model for our young girls today. Yes.
Yeah, beautiful. And I like the those examples of women who didn't just sit back. They were not just observing their lives. They were not just spectators in their lives and in ministry. They took an active role in, you know, making a decision about who they wanted to be, who God had called them to be, and how they were going to get there.
In Jael, look at also the strategy with the tent peg and milk. So some of the sisters in our life, they just need a tent peg and milk, and you sort them. Strategic. They just need a strategy.
Wow.
So we shouldn't worry much. We are gifted also. Us ladies, if there's something called sixth sense that God gave us, I think there is, because we have that other sense that tells us things before things happen. So to every girl who was listening, who is listening, you are not a supporting role in God's kingdom. You are a voice, a spirit-filled vessel. Don't wait for permission to do what God has already called you to do.
Amen.
So you are not shadows of men. Don't wait to be noticed. Be faithful to be used. We've got social media these days. You might not have the space in church. Use your WhatsApp status. Speak of God. Use your Facebook page. Speak of. So if you don't find a space in church, hey, the world out there, actually, we've got so many pressure on the church pulpits, but we forget the mission. We have a role, we have a goal out there. We want church programs only, and we forget that the main thing is to share the word to all the people, to every nation. And may God give us more languages to learn, and then we can speak in Afrikaans and Prat and do all those things to share the word of God, even in Venda, even in Zulu. We can do it, even in Xhosa, Sithethe, and preach the word of God. Young girls out there, the sky is the limit.
Amen.
TikTok, I know you are on social media, Instagram. Please use that as an opportunity to preach the word of God and find space and voice there to show your fellow friends that there is God, the God who is the one who stands in for the voiceless, the young girls, even the male, even the God of everyone that we worship. Despite being a girl, he is also God for everyone, the widows, the singles, the solos, the widowers, and everyone should also come to Christ through your course. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Powerful session. Powerful session, yes.
I love that.
Powerful session.
And how would you wrap this up? Any key points that you want to make sure we leave with from this conversation?
Yes, the key points that I also want to let young girls know, you should know yourself. Know your pros and your cons. Know what you are able to do. And when you know your weaknesses, I spoke of the voices. At times we're very loud. At times we get moody from the ovulation, all of them. But be prayerful that God soothes all your conversations with salt, and ask God to show you when to close the mouth and when to open it, and to do that with humility. And please use your spiritual gift. Don't wait for the church program. Do it now and without delay. Because soon and very soon, the coming of the Master is coming, and there's a reward for you. Not for standing in church as the MC, but of the souls that you also ministered to. Oh, what a day.
Amen.
To see that your spiritual gift, you have been using it, and it helped soar and soar and soar and soar and soar. That's the most important thing that I can say today. Despite the church space roles, find in your own space to minister wherever you are, and let the light shine. Don't hide it. And may the Lord lead you. We know that Satan also wants to put it off, but let it shine.
Amen.
Don't hide. God bless you. Thank you, Bongi. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Amen. Yes. A beautiful conversation. God bless you, my sister.
Yes, thank you.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.